All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries. This is Jesse Wallacher, Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, Brain Dump Diaries, as you are on, and we are about to have a little Sunday service here. I'm going to light a candle, potentially. Oh, boy. We are getting serious up in here. We are having some good vibes, and I'm just going to riff on something when I should be heading to bed because I need to work tomorrow. When you are listening to this, I am at work and have been up for a few hours. Quite a few hours. But if you hear a train in the background, it is like a few blocks away from me. I have no control. I have no say. But I got my Everyday Faith in the mail, which I thought was done a long time ago, but it found its way back to me. And this month's edition is on doubt. And I want to read to you, not a quote I just found or that I just heard and it's just life-changing, but one that I actually have like an author for. And I kind of want to riff on this for a little bit. And the quote is, "Don't dig up in doubt what you planted in faith." Elizabeth Elliot. So let's talk about that quick, because I am going through a major up-level right now, and I am leaving my freaking seeds alone because I've been messing with them for far too long, and they haven't been able to take root as much as they possibly could. So this is something that is so obnoxiously frustrating, is so annoying to hear, something you just don't even want to, like, look at or even acknowledge, because it's like, no, you know what? I am doing great. I am keeping my faith. I'm not touching anything. I'm trusting in God's plan. I'm trusting in the process. I know it's going to happen. It's fine. Everything is fine. But really, like, you're, as I'm doing this, I'm like rubbing my temples and my eyes, like, oh my gosh, this is so obnoxiously accurate, because it's so hard. It is so hard. When you initially plant your seeds, when you initially start your journey and you put down in faith that this is what you are going to do, you kind of are on a high at that moment. You have new optimism. You see things differently. You see the potential. You see the possibilities. You see all the good things that are and can come from it. And it's easy to just plant, do what you can, and let it go. But also in the back of your mind, you know, oh, it's all in God's timing. That's okay. But really, you say, yeah, it's all in your timing, but this is my timeline I want it done in. This is what I would like to see happen. Yeah, we say, like, it's all in your timing, but let's be honest, this is when it's happening. And that's when it gets difficult. That's when it gets really, really hard. When we're tending those fields, when we're tending those seeds, when we're being very diligent with them, and we're not seeing ground break. We're not seeing anything pop up. We're seeing the same old dirt. We're seeing the same old fields. We're seeing the same old weeds that we keep pulling up over and over and over again when we start questioning, did I plant actual plants, or did I just plant nothing? These are just weeds. These are just more negatives telling me that this isn't possible, that this isn't my reality, that this can't happen. Over and over and over again until that field is just something so very sad and has started to become so overgrown that we forgot initially why we even planted it. We forgot the excitement, the optimism, the possibility and the potential of all that we did, of all that we planted. And no, I'm not talking about an actual literal garden here, but it's just a very good example and something that I really, really enjoy, even though I hate it. That's why this is the Brain Dump Diaries, because I'm just riffing to a microphone with candles when I should be going to bed, because I need to get up in like 6 hours. But I am letting go of my frustration, of my doubt, and of my questioning when it comes to this. And it is so horribly freeing. Let me explain. What's so horrible about it is realizing you could have been doing this for days, weeks, months, and or years. If you would have just let it go and lived in that initial state of planting your seeds, of staying optimistic and enjoying the journey, learning along the way, and not getting frustrated when you didn't see the ground break, when you were questioning if that bud was ever going to open, or if you were ever going to be able to pick them. That is what is horrible about it. Realizing how much time you quote unquote have wasted. But in reality, that's all part of the harvest. That's all part of the growing season. There's a really great, sermon that I heard like about a year ago about the harvest. Because when you think about it, I grew up in a small town, and this is so very, very true. But we think of the harvest as something that's like very exciting. Like this is when all the hard work pays off. Like you're picking it, you're getting your money, you're finally seeing the fruits of your labor. But in reality, the harvest is the hardest part. It's work day and night. It's long hours. It's time away from family. It's little sleep. It's little food. It's working so very hard on what you planted all those months ago in order to reap the benefit. So what if in this moment, all of that struggle, all of that waiting, and all of that pressure, what if you are just at the beginning of your harvest? What would that do for you? How would that change things? If you looked at all of the struggle, at all of the stress, as your harvest, as this is when ground is breaking, as this is when the outcome is happening. Yeah, you're going to have some bad eggs. You're going to have some bad plants. You're going to have some bad apples that come from it. But it's part of the process. It's part of planting your seeds and getting God to grow them. Because you are only able to do so much. You can't force them to grow. You can't force them to be healthy. You can't force a good seed to actually be a good seed. That's all in God's hands. You have to realize how much and how little control you have. And when you do, you let the magic of God's hand take over the rest. And this should be the time when you are so excited because you get to get your hands dirty. You get to actually put your fingers in everything and actually start pulling up what all the magic that God had for you. But this is also when the big lessons come. This is when tractors break down. This is when you run out of gas. This is when you need new tires. This is when you need a new belt. This is when things like fall apart and you hit a rock and you gotta like fix your blades and stuff. But this is like the final chapter. This is like the final push, the final struggle in this season. That's another thing I think a lot of us forget, and something that I love to remind people of, is that life has seasons. Some of them last as long as spring and summer, winter and fall do. Some last a lot shorter, and some are a lot longer. I like to think of this as the people that come into your life. There are some that will stay forever, that will have a prominent impact and a prominent part in your life. And then there are some that are super strong and super distinct for a period. And then they go away. And it's not feeling bad or guilty about losing that friendship, about letting it die away, but about being thankful for what purpose they served in your life. Because God brings people into your life for a reason, good or bad. Oh, this is going into my forgiveness series, but we will be talking about that later. This is a bigger, deeper, deep dive into all that stuff, which is so juicy and good. But that's another one. And then you have friends that will stay in your life forever, but they're the ones you don't always contact every single year, every single week. They're the ones that are on your mind and in your prayers. They are the ones that when you do see, you catch up like old times. And they're the ones that get to witness your life story play out. They don't get all the details, but they know the main character enough to know how big and monumental this is. All of those people are worth having in your life. And it's all about seasons. It's all about seasons. And it goes with your health too. There can be seasons when you are so gung-ho set on it and you are going to make this happen and you are going to take the time to cut up the salad and to meal prep and to juice and to get all those healthy things in or whatever it is you want to do. And then there are times where you are just coasting. You are just making it work because life sucks, things come up, and you just need to get through it. That's where when I work with my clients to create a healthy base, this is ultimately so they can fall back on something that is good for them in those hard times. Because I am preparing them for their life's battle. Oh, that just sounds so freaking good. I am preparing people for their life's battle. I'm not helping them lose weight to just look good for now. I'm helping them create a body that is going to take them through life and support them, and a mind that is going to go above and beyond all of that in order to get them through life and to experience every single moment, good and bad. That is what a season is. It's about being close to family and struggling to say I love you. It's about doing what's best for you, even if it hurts somebody else, but knowing that forgiveness and talk will come later, but right now you need space. It's about giving your all and going above and beyond and out of your comfort zone in order to do something that is on your heart and knowing that you are good enough to do it. And that is, you are intelligent enough, you are enough, and you are supported enough to do this. You don't have to question it, because if it's on your heart and it lights you up and you get so excited that all of the energy comes back to you when you had absolutely none a few seconds ago, that is when it is worth the jump and worth the risk. So don't you dare, in those scary moments, in those questioning times, and in those deep, dark holes, start digging up those seeds that you planted so faithfully. Don't you dare. And I know it's scary. It's the same exact thing as sending a message to somebody that is a little bit more, I don't want to say risque, but it bears a little bit more of your soul. And they don't respond right away, or they don't get it. So then you take it back right away before they even have a chance to say anything. Don't you dare take back what you said. Don't you dare take back what you planted. Because you did it for a reason. Whether it was meant to be like harvested right away, or if this is your life's work, you need to be patient and learn from the journey, because there is a reason God put this time frame on you. There is a reason God did this. I'm just talking to myself now at this point. Well, duh, I am. I'm talking to a podcast. But this is what I've been having to tell myself as well. There's a reason you planted those seeds. There's a reason God put this on your heart. There's a reason you are going through this struggle. And the hardest part is that you may not know why in a moment's notice. You may not know why at this time. You may not ever know why. Why you had to struggle through it. But there is a reason. And if nothing else, I hope that brings you a little bit of light. Even just a little. You can roll your eyes and be disgusted with me with that. I get it. I am too. But there is a reason for it all. There is. And I really, really pray and hope that you're able to believe it too. So on this beautiful Sunday day, as I am out working and giving myself more bruises from boxes, I want you to dive into that a little bit. What have you planted in faith, but you're getting anxious of and trying to harvest sooner than they are ready for? What are you afraid of letting sit and keeping your fingers off of? Because I know you like to have a say. I know you like to have control. And this is the hardest thing because you don't. So what is it? And I want you to go back to that moment you planted those seeds. I want you to go back to that moment in time when you decided this was worth the wait. Even if you already had a time and date that you were planning on harvesting and reaping all that you sowed, I want you to go back to that moment. What did that feel like? What did that new start, new adventure, new opportunity feel like? In all its potential, in all its glory. I want you to go back to that. I want you to sit in that. And I want you to decide how to take care of those seeds you planted from that state of mind. Not from the one that's scared and wants to pull them out of the ground, but from the one that wants to dig them deeper so they have enough room to grow. So on that note, thank you again for joining me for another Brain Dump Diaries podcast. Again, this is Jessie Wallacher, and I will be back with you guys again very, very soon. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.